Hello everyone, this is day 8 of Audio Mo, and I'm at King's College Hospital in the Nuclear Medicine Department. I'm actually waiting for someone to come and take me to the renal outpatients, and I haven't a clue where that is in relation to here, because we're down in the bowels of the hospital in the basement. I've actually finished what I came here for. I just wanted to record a bit of the atmosphere. It's pretty quiet down here, as you can hear. There's just some kind of air conditioning unit. It's very, very stuffy. There's no daylight down here, no natural light. Not that it makes any difference to me, but it's a very stuffy kind of atmosphere. I've had the second scan for my heart for the renal transplant. I've had the stress test a couple of months ago. And now, today I had the rest test, which involved having a radioactive dye, like a tracer, injected into my arm, well, into veins. But that was, I've got very stressed out about it all today. I felt very anxious anyway, not really about this so much, just about other stuff, and that this just about capped it all, really. And they couldn't find my vein in my left arm. I think that's my man come to take me. So they had to have it in the...
Hello there.
Hello.
You who's going to ring that?
Yes, it is, yes.
Would you like to walk up there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Come on, let's go. Right.
If I just take
your arm, that's the easiest thing.
Yes, yes.
What did you say, sorry?
I was just telling this chap to do his job.
Oh, no. Come on, big bit of pest.
So we're going left here.
Okay.
And I think we're going to have to get a lift on the right, because I would normally head forward.
I don't mind walking up the stairs.
Oh, do you? That will probably be quicker if we go left here.
I've got no patience waiting for lifts, to be honest.
Well, they're very, very bad.
I know, these ones seem to be really having an off day today.
They're having an off year, I'm afraid. One of them was put out of service so they could relay this flooring on the entrance, and it took 5 months.
Oh.
I think they did some other stuff as well. I'm sorry, I'm going to lean through here. So the stairs are just starting right now. That's it.
Oops, I'm treading on my dress. It's too long to hold it up.
That's just one more flight till we get to the ground level. Then it's all ground level.
And it's just all straight. Yes. I'm not quite sure which direction, though.
Well, we're going to turn right. We've just got a door in front of us, and that's right here. So if you stop for a moment, just go through the doorway, and then we're turning right.
Okay. I mean, what I mean is, I know where it is, but
yeah, finding the turn.
I didn't know where it was in relation to that place.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I try and take people where they want to go, because even if I give directions to people, you know, we're going to go left, right here.
Okay.
Sorry, I mean left here. If I give directions, by the time you've told them to turn left and then right, straight on left, I mean, I'd be lost, and I'm giving the directions.
It's a bit of a maze here.
It is. Ironically, I'm so sorry. We've got big doors here. There we go. This department we're heading for
is right at the other end.
Yes, and it used to be the department you just come from was there before.
Oh, okay.
That was a bit of a strange one, moving from the opposite end. Now we're going to go through another double door here, so if I go through sideways.
Okay.
Just about room for your dog. And we're right here.
And now it's just straight all the way.
Straight ahead to the end there.
It's so stuffy in here, isn't it?
It is, and yet when you step foot near a door, when you step foot near a door, it's the blast of cold air comes through.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's quite
like
cold.
That.
Yeah, I was warm on the way in, but since I've been passing the exits and during the day, it's been really quite
it's
cold.
It's particularly bad down this end. It's not so bad down the other end.
No, but funnily enough, the area we're heading for tends to be the hottest place in the whole hospital. Oh. For a simple reason, there are hot water pipes all the way along under the floor.
Is that what it is?
Right from about halfway. Thank you. So I should have thought it was very, very congested down here.
Uh-oh. It should be a Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah, it is. Like swimming through a shell of fish. But anyway, we're clear for a little bit here now. I was going to say, there's loads of hot water pipes under this ground floor, so the heat just goes up the stairwell down to the other end.
Sometimes they have the door open right down there, though.
Yes.
When they're, I don't know what they're doing, bringing stuff in and out.
So we just need to creep through here because there's so many people around. Thank you. It's a little bit less busy down here.
Once we get past that bit.
Yeah.
Not quite so bad.
Are you aware of the bright lighting? It's ferociously bright lighting down here.
Not really.
No, okay. It was a fairly dark corridor, and people used to comment on it a lot, but it's more or less floodlit now, so it's a bit like a snowscape. You need dark glasses just to get down.
You're getting rid of the glare.
Yeah, it really is. It really is excessively bright, I have to say.
Oh, dear. I'm hours late for my appointment.
Are you? What time was it?
Oh, well, I didn't really know. They just said they'd book me in the morning. Oh, right. But well, it's cooler here. My appointment down there was at 10 o'clock and I had to have the thing done twice. So now it's ended up like gone one or whatever.
Oh. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to wear a watch for hygiene reasons, so I don't know what time it is from 1 minute to the next. Till I'm in a ward, then I can see the clocks on the wall.
But they're right.
There aren't that many clocks around the hospital, funny enough.
Really?
Not many. I don't know if they're... I suppose they probably have one in the waiting areas, but to be honest, I think they tend to have TV monitors, and that has that often has a time down in the right-hand corner or something.
And most people have their phones at the time, don't they?
Yeah, and I rely on fishing my phone out if I know the time, but it takes me a little, because she's still got to waken it up.
Oh, yeah.
It goes to sleep in my pocket, so... I used to rely on having a watch, I must say. I'm tempted to get one of these that nurses have that just clip on your front, because I do like to know what time it is.
Yeah, I suppose it does help.
It's not quite so bad, because I go to a lot of wards and they always have dozens of clocks around. You probably realise we're just about there now, so we're going to turn. We're going to. All right. I think it's open, so we're going to go through another double door.
Okay.
Just lead through. Okay. And reception, I think, is just.
Okay, it's round to the right, yeah.
Even this is a bit of a labyrinth, though, just getting round from there.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot easier places. It's not quite as hot in here, though, as it usually is.
You've got a handy scale there. No trouble, I'll just wait till they've checked you.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Melanie McNeil. I'm here for PD.
Thank you.
I'm a bit late because I didn't. My other appointments overran.
We've just come from nuclear medicine, which is about half a mile the other end.
McLenna is your last name?
McNeil.
McNeil.
They booked me in, I think it was Friday, I rang up Thursday or Friday, or, I don't know, one day last week. Well, they said they were going to book me in anyway.
McLenny, yeah?
No, McNeil.
McNeil, yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're in good time. Well, half an hour still to go.
God, not more waiting. Okay. If I can sit in the corridor a bit, please.
In the corridor?
Yeah.
Let me see.
You know where the toilets are? It's not as hot. Okay, you don't know.
We've got the exit on the left.
Yeah, that's just along here, for somewhere along here. Yes.
Right, you've got a seat just opposite here.
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry, can I get the...
Yes. That's fine. It's one of those ones you put there.
So it's just, that's right.
Okay, I've got it. Okay, lovely. All right, thank you very much. Come in. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
That last fill bag, come here, the bag sit. You have in during the day, the litre, is 2 litres. Okay, so we would like to increase it.
Hello?
Yes, increase it.
What are you up to?
Yes, it's just 2 litres.
I've got nothing for you, I'm afraid.
We've got 1,500 mils, more 2 litres. A litre is just 2 litres. Okay?
Can I?
For your
volume size. Well, you are gorgeous, aren't you?
Yes, we would like to increase it. We don't need to increase it to 2 litres, but definitely would like it to be 1,500 mils.
Oh, you can't eat my phone.
The machine will work it out for you. We just need to reprogram the machine and it will
be... Eleni?
Yeah?
Do you
want to
come, darling?
What am I coming in?
Yes.
What
am I
for?
Well, even...
Are you PD?
Stay with us.
Put
the seat down for us, darling.
I'll
give it to Baba.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I'll give it to Baba, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry.
Tomorrow, yes. So we won't do it for tonight, okay? And it's not to make you uncomfortable, it's just to make your dialysis. No. The fluid is, it comes out the next day. You want to have that inside for the day, yes. I know it seems like a lot, but actually...
You told me I'll get the move about...
We'll be fine. Honestly.
I'm
glad to hear it.
You did promise me.
And you're doing well.
Thank you.
Okay, we're really pleased with you.
Thank you.
It's a difficult time.
It's all right.
I know.
It's a bit like sardines here, isn't it?
It is. Hello.
So Demetrius is going to prescribe you some antihistamines and make a referral to dermatology.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
I'll go and get I did have it in my hand.
Put the bag.
Put the stuff in.
Melanie, I can't wait to hear what you think about Sky.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it'll be brilliant.
Yeah, we'll.
I really can't wait to hear how you get on.
I'm sure you will do.
I love it.
Oh, I've heard lots of nice things about it, so...
I'm obviously biased.
Well, of course.
But...
I'm reading the... I don't know if you've... Have you ever heard of the Outlander series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading that at the moment. That's all about... I think no wonder the Scots hate us and wanted to be separate. I can't say I blame them now.
Oh, that's silly. Like, I wanted to stay together, though. I think there's no point harping on about stuff like that.
No, but it does make you think, though. I suppose I must have learned all that at school about the Jacobites and all that, but I just... It's now 4:25 and I'm still at renal outpatients because I had to wait ages to see the registrar about my itching, which is driving me slowly crazy. Anyway,
Okay.
Right.
We've got a prescription.
Okay.
For antihistamines.
Yeah. What are they? Lorotto, whatever. What?
Lorazepam, I think. No, that's a blood pressure tablet. Loratadine.
Yeah, that's it. They gave me them before. I never took them, but I will this time.
You're meant to take them an hour or two before you go to sleep. They'll make you drowsy.
Okay.
And we'll see you on Tuesday. And he's making a referral now to the dermatologist.
Okay, how long do you think that took? I mean, I know you don't know, but
no.
I suppose you've got no
dermatologist's
idea.
Dermatologist's very busy. I had a problem with my hands, but I think they'll see the staff quicker.
Well, of course they will, yeah.
Dissolved with the soap.
Oh.
The gloves. I went over quite quickly. And I was seen, and they did all sorts of tests. It turns out I'm allergic to kiwi fruit.
I think I am.
So I have a problem with the gloves.
Oh, why have they got kiwi fruit in them then?
No, they're related. Latex and bananas and kiwi fruit are cousins.
Oh. Well, I had the last time I had kiwi fruit twice. It happened. I got like all this itching in my ear and a blister came up on my tongue. I'm scared to death. I don't go anywhere near it now.
No, I get is it an itchy mouth.
Yeah, that's how I had that.
And feel rotten.
Yeah, how weird.
Blood pressure and things. But they're related, latex and bananas, and so I don't like bananas.
Well, I can't eat bananas. I do like them, but I've gone off of them now because I can't eat them anyway, so that tends to, I don't know, just...
I don't even like the smell of them. Funny enough, I like kiwi fruit.
I don't like it anymore.
The dermatologist said to avoid bananas because I said I don't even like touching them, and he says your body's way of protecting you.
How weird!
Because they're all related.
Yeah. How can I? What is in latex then?
It's a rubber, isn't it? It's from tree. Tree. It's a natural tree fluid.
Yeah.
From the garden.
Yeah.
It's not like it was when I came out this morning. It was bright and sunny and warm.
And said it's going to cloud over, did it?
Yeah, it has.
But it's freezing out there now.
And I've got a light silk dress on. It's not a dress, it's a skirt and top, but both silk. I like a bit of silk. Do you like silk?
I do.
When I was in Thailand, my friend suggested I get my uniforms made up in silk. I said,
listen. Now, coming up for... Good boy. 4:50 and I'm waiting for transport home with two bottles of Oasis. Good boy, turn round. Come on a bit. Doesn't seem too busy in here, but the traffic's probably going to be awful. I never envisaged being home this late or being here this late. This morning was very traumatic for me because I didn't like the scan. I knew from last time, first of all, they couldn't find the veins in my left arm to put the injection. So I suggested they try the right arm, which they did. And then I went through, then I had to come up here to get something to eat. So I got a sandwich, cheese and whatever, cheese, rocket, tomato, olives. I can't remember, mint, yogurt. Or something, It was nice. I wasn't really feeling hungry, so I ate half of it and drank half a bottle of Oasis. And then I went back down at 11 o'clock. And you lay on this, well, I'd called it a bed, but they called it a table. It's one of the things, it can be hired or lowered, made higher, that's the wrong word, hired. It's like the shape of a half of a tube, if you know what I mean, like a tube cut down, and you're laying in like the open piece of it. It's not very wide. It's got like a plastic cushion thing that fits on it, and then you have to lay flat. I got quite distressed. I even started crying because I really was scared of it. I don't like the feeling of being out of control. I like to feel that I can just get up whenever I want, like now. I'm fine now because I can get up and walk out the door if I want. With this thing, the only way to do that is to get someone to stop it, and then they have to use a remote control to move the camera out of the way. It's a big thing. This time I asked to look at it, and it's big. It comes down from the ceiling on like a pole, and it's big enough that you could put your arms around it. It's an odd shape. I wouldn't be able to describe the shape. And there's a small, like a TV screen. Now, they told me that that would be the thing that was in front of my face and not the great big thing, but actually it is the great big thing. And it's over your chest, but it's right in front of your face, you know, which is what I don't like. And the fact that it's so close to you, it's not like... If it was high up above me, I wouldn't mind because I could feel like I could get up, but... I got really scared, and I know I was being a baby, but I just don't like things like that. So I lay down, and they made me put my hands above my head, like stretched out. Last time I had them like curved over the top of my head, but this time they had to be stretched out. I was hot. It's so hot in there, it's airless. So I got them to get soaked some paper towels in water to put on my forehead. And then they did the scan, and I was okay. Once it gets started, I had a false alarm once. I said, can I sit up? I'm not ready to start yet. Anyway, when it got to the end, I thought, thank God for that. And all the time, they're monitoring you with an ECG set up. And then at the end of that, I laid there and I said, oh, is that it now? I haven't got to have it done again, because they said they were just looking at the pictures and comparing them with the last ones. And he said, yeah, you've got to have it done again. And I thought he was joking. I mean, they were really nice. The staff are lovely in that department. They're so understanding, and they took time to show me things and to explain it. And they didn't hurry me along and say, oh, we've got someone else waiting or anything like that. And I tried not to make it take too long. And I thought he was joking. He said, you've got to have it done again because it didn't work properly, because whatever you've eaten, it wasn't enough. Because the reason they make you eat something is because your stomach is in front of where your heart is. If you eat something, it makes it move out of the way, and mine hadn't moved out of the way, so their pictures weren't clear enough. So I had to go and I went and ate the rest of the sandwich and drunk the rest of the drink, and went back at 12:30 and had it again. And I thought I would be better the second time. I was a bit, but I still got really anxious about it. And this time I could put my hands over the top of my head, not stretched out, and they gave me a headrest, which I thought would make it worse, because it's the time before I had like a very flat pillow, but this time it was like a padded thing with big wings on the side, so that made me feel even more closed in. But I survived it, but I did find it quite stressful, and I said, I'm so glad I hope I'll never have to come back here again. They went, oh no, don't say that. And I said, well, I said, but you're all, I did say thank you very much for looking after me, because you're all lovely, which they were. And I think what stressed me out was the first man was really, there were three people in the room. There was a lady, I don't know where she was from, she wasn't English, and a man, I don't know what he was doing there, whether he was observing or what. And the man that actually did the scan, I think, was Chinese, and he was lovely. And so I thought he would be doing it again, but when I got back in there, it was someone different. And, you know, things like that, when you're anxious, that just exacerbates it, you know? Because if it had been the same man again, I wouldn't have to explain, oh, well, I'm very anxious about all this, because he would have already known. So, but he was nice, the second man as well. Then I went up to the renal clinic outpatients and I had to wait ages to see the registrar. That's why I'm so long and I couldn't have some of the treatment done that I'm meant to have done, which was iron and blood tests, because I've still got this radioactive dye in my system. So they gave me... Sorry, is he in the way?
No, you don't want to run
him off. No, all right. No, it's okay. I'll move him if you need to move. So I had a cup of tea in there. They don't normally give me a cup of tea, but I asked for one and I thought they'd say no or just say, I'm sorry. Because they said, is there anything you want? And I went, oh, well, not unless you're offering me a cup of tea. And so she went away and got me a cup of tea and two digestive biscuits.
We might have a bit of traffic on the way out.
So I had that and then I waited. It was about 4 o'clock, I think, before he came. And he just said he didn't really know what the cause of it was. So he's referred me to a dermatologist and given me antihistamines, but because I didn't want to have to wait for the prescription, because sometimes you can wait ages and you can only get it here, I got somebody to put it in for me and I'll pick it up because I'm back next week, next Tuesday. So that's where I'm up to at the moment. Sorry, I've just got a bit of sticky stuff left on my chest from the ECG pads and I picked it off and it pinged and hit me in the face. I don't know where it went.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Can you? 1 minute.
Sorry.
I don't find you. 1 minute. Okay. 1 minute.
I don't know what she wants. It's a difficult one. You can't see what people are pointing at if they haven't got like very good English or speech or something. It's very busy in here now. It wasn't so busy when I first got here, but it's teeming now. I'll probably get home at 6:30, and then I'll have to start cooking dinner. Ronan's landed safely on holiday, and he said it's amazing there. And I said, "You lucky thing, I'm in hospital." Well, not in hospital, but at the hospital. And Obi's working till 10, and Connor is probably working till about 9, I think. So I can probably just take my time with everything. I feel quite tired. It's a bit of an ordeal, all this, for me, to be honest. When I came to get a drink. Squirting is everywhere. Hold on. I wanted to get a drench because you can re-screw the lids on those, but I had to get Oasis in. And you can't, and they leak. I'm so thirsty today, and I don't know why. I think it might be that I've got one of my long-lasting bags in and they very aggressively take fluid from you. So that's probably the cause. I'm not putting enough back in. I've had a cup of water, a cup of tea and a bottle of Oasis, which is more than I'd normally drink in the day, but I don't normally have this bag in at this time of the day. Anyway, I'll let you hear a bit of hospital soundscape. Yeah, when I went to buy a drink, I said I'd get two. You have to spend £2 to use your card. I didn't have any change. Or any cash. So I got a pair. It was a pretty expensive pair.
Hi.
I never envisaged being here at this time of day today. I thought we'd be home by 2 o'clock. I've heard from Obi a couple of times.
9:30 is still fine. I'll just drop off in Canterbury and leave her there.
But,
thank you.
I wish you could have come.
Bye.
Things are much less stressful when he's here. Excuse me. Okay, let's try and screw this on as best as I can. Flip it up right in the bag. Niall's probably dying to go to the toilet. And there is a park next door, but I didn't know where it was. And I don't know if it's safe because it's right on a main road. So I think I do want to explore that at some point because it's a long time. I got picked up at 8:30 this morning and he won't spend on the lead. Plus, there's nowhere to spend him anyway. It's a long time for him and it's going to be even longer. Tests. They're calling out. So it's not all transport here. Sorry, I'm just scratching my hand. Come on, transport, come on now. I would have got a coffee or something, but the chances are it'd be my luck if I just got that and then the driver came along and then they won't let you take hot drinks in the car. Anyway, it's a bit late in the day for that. Just can't wait to get home. Sure that bottle doesn't tip over in this bag. I don't want to do anything too taxing for dinner. I think it's going to be salad. Tuna and egg salad. Baked potato. And just bung the potatoes in the oven while I'm doing other things and, you know, boil the eggs and chop up the veg and stuff. It's not going to take me very long. It's a green pear, I think. Feels like a green pear, not a conference pear. and I all got distressed. The first time I was in the scandal. Because I ended up in tears. I put him over one side of the room, next to a chair with my bag and everything on it. And then I went over to the couch bed thing and I sat down and I started to get tearful and stressed. The next thing I knew, it was right by my side. And he was making a strange noise. I can't explain it. It's not exactly howling, but he doesn't normally do it. He was all right, though. They said, do you want to hold his lead? So I lengthened it, but I still, because they make the bed go higher, I couldn't hold it, so I had to let go, but he just laid down by the side of it. I never thought he'd get like that. I felt terrible. Is he in the way there?
No, he's not.
Okay.
I just got a very bad driver, I'm
afraid. Oh dear. Not me.
Patrick,
didn't have these on it.
Patrick!
Where's Patrick?
I think it's in that. I was trying to clear everything.
I wonder why everyone calls him a doggy. I was just saying. Oh, those were the days. Starting to get hungry again.
Coffee and the sausage, sausage roll, gold.
It's now 5:45 and I'm still waiting. I've been waiting an hour now, and with the new system which came in a couple of months ago, we weren't supposed to wait more than an hour. I've just heard someone say they've been waiting 2.5 hours. If I get home after 7:30, I'm getting a takeaway. There's no way I'm starting cooking at that time of night. I've already got all the animals to feed and everything. It's very stressful, all this. I've had enough today. Having to be here is stressful in the first place, without having to endure this crap. And then what's the best thing, when they do come along, they're going to start making a fuss about the dog. That'll be the next thing, you wait and see. But I've got to end this for the moment, because I'll pause it, because I've got less than 20% battery left now, and I suppose I should have brought my iPad and done it on that. But anyway, I will be back and let you know the outcome, whether it's on this boo or another one. Okay, it's about 7:40 and I'm home. I've put the heating on because I feel cold, although I'm sure I'm going to turn it off after 5 minutes. Lammy was very pleased to see me. He's here, been here on his own since lunchtime when Obi left for work. The first thing I did was take Niall out, of course. He dragged me out the door. I fed both of them. I fed all the cats. And in a minute, I'm just going to warm up. My hands are really cold. I'm going to order some curry. Connor said he's working till 9 and it might be 11, depending on what they get done. So there's no big rush, actually. There isn't. I'm so glad to be home. I got home about just before 7:30. I got picked up from the hospital about 6:15. And luckily, it's the man that lives around the corner to me, and he was going home, a driver. And so he wasn't taking anyone else. Well, he could have been. He could have taken someone else that lived, you know, in Bromley or Lewisham or somewhere like that. But luckily for me, he wasn't. So he was just bringing me home and then going around the corner to go home. So it was a pretty stress-free journey. It was just, it takes just over an hour, about an hour and a quarter. The traffic wasn't bad. I think we probably actually missed the worst of it. So that's about it. I'm so relieved to be home, you don't know. I do feel cold. I feel worn out. I don't really feel like cooking, but I'm a bit hungry, so I've also got to do dialysis, because even with my long bag, it's nearly due to be not working anymore. I've only got another hour or so I put a bag on to warm up, and I'll do that in a minute. Well, in an hour. And, that's about it, really. That's me for Audio Modo 8, and I hope tomorrow is going to be a less stressful and demanding day. And, anyway, I'll speak to you all soon and hope you all had a better day than I did, or hope that it was okay anyway. Bye for now. Oh, and one more thing before I sign off for today. I updated my phone to the new update of Audio Boom this morning, and it's been so laggy with VoiceOver. It's constantly, VoiceOver's constantly crashing again. I can't believe all that's back. I wish they'd just left it alone this time, because the last update was really fine. I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this problem, but anyway, I'm really going this time. Hopefully, if my phone doesn't freeze or lag out or whatever again.